This is a nice collaboration with several institutes there in Mexico, the Mexico State Institute of Education and of the Health. It's a collaboration with Mexico City Health Services and with National Autonomous University and our founder, Johnson & Johnson. That you know, Project HOPE means health opportunities for people everywhere. This is a very, very good NGO that is working for 52 years now, right? And then we are trying to improve diabetes control, quality of life, to enhance a good time to do a good diagnosis and good time to do a good prevention. This is our dates about Mexico. Diabetes is the leading cause of mortality and morbidity now. It means eight deaths per hour, per day, in 1 year. We are the second worldwide in obesity for adult people and the first one for childhood population too. Over the public health is covering more than 70% of the population, and that means too in poverty conditions. And this, people is coming to the health, looking for the health services for help when they are living in acute complications. And 80% with diabetes don't find the control in early stage. Then this is center of the Mexico. We are living in our office is in the Mexico City. 8 million people are living there, but we are surrounded for several neighborhoods that component the metropolitan area. That means 20 million people living there. As our three municipalities to work is Nezahualcóyotl, Los Reyes Acaquilpan, and Iztapalapa in this metropolitan area. Five steps for self-care means a good and a very strong work. We are teaching about five steps. Education continues, self-control, healthy food, exercise, and about health services. That means not only doctor, it means a lot, it means several things. Doctors, labs, hospitals, very specialized treatment, and that we are trying to work with the people. Five steps to self-care is had 12 sessions. One session is with 2 hours, 24 hours for the, this part is for the population. But talking about healthcare workers, we are using 74 hours training. And we are adopted for two health districts, but it means 2 million of people for each one of health districts. Well, this is about innovation. We are doing knowledge, skills, attitudes. We are trying to work about myths and misconceptions. Lot of people there in Mexico believes about the diabetes is coming because they feel scared, they are worried, and that's it. That's the only explication in the popular conception about diabetes. We are working about the game. We are working with visual formats. We're trying to explain better this complicated illness for the people. We are trying to do a regular language, but we need to do the technician language too. Then we are doing empowerment. We are reinforcement the learning, and we are looking now for peer educators too. Then we are doing a visual vision and later for a social change. This is our curricula from session 1 to session 12. This is very complete, and believe me, people is very, very happy to meet with us. People is very, very enthusiastic for any one new session. People is waiting for what new learning they can wait for us. And this is a nice experience. For example, to talk about the risk factors, the people never knows why them, why they are living with diabetes and why not the others? Why specifically them? Why the wife is very, very in good behaviors, very good mother, very good grandma? Why she needs to live with diabetes, no? And then we are talking about these 10 risk factors. 4 of them are uncontrollable and 6 of them are controllable. But for the people there, they are discovering that a lot of risk controllable are in themselves' hands. They can control this illness, they can prevent this illness, and they can recommend how to prevent this illness. This is our staircase. People never know about healthy habits. Not 100% for sure, but when the people talk about the good tacos, about good food, about flavored and delicious food, this don't mean about to be illness in the future, to be sick in the future. Then when they are going to risk factors, they don't know this movement, this part of their life. They like to be a little bit gordito or a little bit obese. They feel plenty, they feel successful because it means I'm not more skinny in poor conditions, I'm going better, no? I guess like me. But when they are trying to do a good behavior, they can go to the healthy habits again. But they need to learn from who? From somebody teaching them. Then prediabetes, even in the health services, is not well recognized. People, my colleagues there, kind of other health professionals don't know about pre-diabetes. For them, it's very clear, you have diabetes or you don't have diabetes. But pre-diabetes is very critical moment to prevent and to delay the diabetes too. Then, when the type 2 is on the people, they need to run again for healthy lifestyle. Then, this is our part of our job. To prevent acute complications and to prevent chronic complications. We need to do a measurements, and then before and after our training, we like to do an A1C to check what kind of condition they are in diabetes living before the training, and what kind of condition they can enhance in the lifestyle after the training. You can see in red one, it's people living with a bad condition. The A1C was over to 8% A1C. After our training, the A1C is better. The percentage is much more large, and the other kind too, the healthy lifestyle is growing up to in better condition. We are using the WHO-5. This is a nice tool that you can find on the internet. This is the World Health Organization that recommends to measurement how good is your intervention, how good could be your intervention in the people. Then it means a kind of satisfaction before our training and after our training. These people were very sad, but in the end of the training, produce very well. Well, the yellow color, traffic colors, as you know, yellow colors are growing up, and the green one is growing up too. It's it's to measure quality of life. Then this is kind of a testimonies from the people in the field. Maria, for example, she was living for more than 20 years with diabetes, and the doctor never explained about what are the normal levels or the risk levels to microvascular danger in the life. Rosie is a nurse. She was doing a good job there, but she never knows about another tool with educational methodology to use in the primary healthcare center. Then that's a kind of testimonies that we are taking from them. This is our outcomes. 90% of the people that were inside in our training reports clarity, 75% reports no doubts, 99% report changing attitude for self-care, and 70% reports improved health. They feeling well. But from this, we like to jump to these peer educators, or educadores de pares, what, like we said in Spanish. Peers are part of the community. They are game a good role and good model. They are volunteers. They spend 2 hours per week to do this community service. They are now able to do testing, to do diagnosis, and to enhance the control in other people that have no good control about diabetes. They are using a clear messages from the people. I mean, don't eat a lot of tortillas. Don't mean the tortillas are forbidden. That sometimes our colleagues explain to the people. Sadly, you can eat a little piece of cake, a portion of cake, but it's not forbidden. And this is kind of a message that they are doing for the regular people. They are working in the street. This is a nice park in the center of the Mexico City. It's La Alameda. This is another central park in Iztapalapa. This is another one in Nezahualcóyotl. This is Chelito. She's 72 years old. She's living with diabetes, and after our training, she is not using pills or insulin, just healthy habits. 3 minutes, okay? And an exercise. She's doing a lot of exercise. Eladio and Silvia and Edith. She's a daughter for her father is living with diabetes. He got our training to support her family. Then our screening campaign in 2011 with these peer educators, they did 5,000 screenings. They found 70% of people in normal range, 22 people living with the pre-diabetes. That was very important. If you can see, almost 3 people living with pre-diabetes per 1 people living with diabetes, almost this relation, and 8% living with diabetes. We are using a kind of again the traffic lights to teaching well, to the people could interpret it very well after lunch or in breast fasting. Okay? Yes, thank you. And very important, they are writing the results in a little paper when the people can read later, or do a comparison between the colors, the numbers that they find in the morning or after lunch, where are these numbers, and how's the way to be down, how's the best way to, okay how's the best way to enhance the numbers. Then our conclusions that public and private partnership is very necessary. NGOs and governments or funders. Diabetes education is necessary. It's a very, very cost-effective. It's a very well done. Health professionals needs a team. The health professionals in Mexico needs an extra team, not a regular team that they are looking, because it's not easy. All the diabetes crisis in Mexico is very ahead from the health services. Then they need a support, they need a volunteer. Then peer educators can be effective. They play a good models. They could be a teachers, and they can do early detections. Lawyer intervention over the time is to prevent and is to promote healthy habits. Then if the diabetic people is part of the problem, they like to be part of the solution too. Then thank you so much. This is me. If you like to do questions, I guess later, not now. And thank you. Thank you so much.